Toujours voir. Folks, the bodyguard announced. In moments, Lasalovsky will be here. You all know what that means. From my regular booth by the window, I saw several customers abruptly leave. The brave or curious remained.
He's the old-time spacer who returned but didn't hide, right? Sam, our bartender, asked.
Yeah, so don't bother him. If anyone here strongly resembles someone from his past and triggers a déjà vu attack, we could find this building on another planet.
Déjà vu.
I suppose everyone's felt this clue to time's true nature. Epileptics once dreaded it as an aura foretelling seizures, and historically, people feared epilepsy, never suspecting Grand Mal hinted a door to the universe. Today, only old spacers suffer lingering aura shock. I hear neuroconvulsive hyperdrive is perfected nowadays. Modern pilots needn't endure terrifying seizures to attain that special mental state which propels a spaceship starward. To modern spacers, induced déjà vu is a key. To old-timers, though, it's pure terror.
Sudden recognition could trigger a jump seizure, so don't approach him. If he feels safe, maybe he'll mingle.
Talky bodyguard. Most old-timers retreated to cozy surroundings and stayed put. Ex-crewmates avoid reunions. Stubborn Lasalovsky, though, keeps moving. He's a free man, so the authorities sent bodyguards ahead to warn people.
Time's funny. It flows, then surges like a convulsion. I sit and wait, feeling the years. Through the window, I glimpse a familiar face.
Captain?
I should have left before this. Already my hands are shaking. Still, it is nice to see again. The stars.
Author's notes. There is a subgenre of writing called the precision short story, a fable written to very exacting standards. One type of precision story is the 250-word tale. The rule is simply this: the story must be 250 words in length, not one word longer, not one word shorter, and it must work as a story. It is like pulling teeth, like using a tiny pick to make one of those incredible interlocking Chinese ivory puzzles. Frustrating. My solution, and not a very elegant one, I admit, was to use a lot of polysyllabic words and hyphenated contractions. My only excuse is that I was trying to cover a pretty complex idea in a very short space. Even now, I shake my head over this one. Neuroconvulsive hyperdrive? Oh.